The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A different seating arrangement today. It's kind of nice, isn't it? Kind of have a change. Things they, we're in this religion that says things change. I showed up and sure enough, things changed. So, some of you know that there's a little cliche in our little saying in our mindfulness tradition that mindfulness is easy to do. What's difficult is remembering to do it. And so then people, you know, try to remember, and they have all kinds of ways of trying to remember, you know, like mindfulness bells and cues, and some people wear these cumbersome malas, these, you know, 108, you know, they're kind of part of the values. There's 108 beads, they're so cumbersome that you kind of like, it reminds you to be mindful, like it gets in the way and you have to be more careful and attentive. Some people go on retreats so they can remember to be mindful. And then after a while, this mindfulness thing becomes this like duty, like I gotta remember, I'm supposed to be mindful, I better, you know, I'm not being mindful enough, I have to be more mindful. It's a headache. So what if it was more, if instead of remembering to be mindful, if we remembered to be happy? What do you think of that? Just remember to be happy. So the question is, you know, some of you probably immediately put up protests. Well, that's artificial. I mean, you can't just make yourself happy. Or, you know, Gail doesn't realize my problems. I got serious problems, and I can't just override them. I have to be honest. And that's why mindfulness is so good, because it makes you take an honest look at what's really happening. And I don't want to do a spiritual bypass by just being happy. But maybe people ignore the opportunities to be happy more often than they need to. Some people are only happy if they win the lottery or something really big happens. But what is it that gets in the way of happiness? Ordinary, simple happiness, contentment, delight, joy. And there's a lot of momentum in the mind to want, to have, to possess, to attain, to get, to protect, to defend, to blame, all kinds of things that the mind does that we get caught up in that covers over our ability to appreciate what's happening in the moment. And do we always have to be involved in wanting? Do we always have to be involved in aversion and blame or fear? If those weren't operating, if we weren't so caught up in them, if we kind of stopped and looked around a little bit and appreciated what's here, could you be happy more often? Just not because you're, you know, artificially pumping yourself up to be happy. No pumping up. But just because things are nice. There's things here to appreciate. Appreciate the weather, appreciate being among, it's pretty phenomenal to be in a room full of 30 people here who, for whatever reason, I don't know, they decided to be quiet for the day, for the morning, and be mindful and meditate. I think it's pretty amazing to be in company like this. I mean, where else in the world do you go? I mean, you could go to the mall. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more people there you can spend time with and be in community with, and, you know, you can just, you know, be sure you bring a credit card and so you have a lot in common with the people there, and and you can make the clerks really happy if you use the credit card a lot. And you know, so it's good to be out in the world and make people happy, and that's a good way to do it, right? You could do that, those kinds of things. But this is kind of special to do it this way. And it's pretty neat. So what interferes with the ability to just open up and look around and see? You know, this is kind of nice. This is a nice thing. The happiness doesn't have to be firecrackers. you know, fireworks. It can just be very simple. The Buddhist tradition, I think, puts a lot of emphasis that it's a lot easier to be happy if you don't want a lot of things. And partly because when there's a lot of wanting, it gets in the way of appreciating what we have right there, what's going on right now. And there can be a lot of things to appreciate. Just it can be appreciate that you're breathing, appreciate that you're alive, appreciate that all kinds. So what if the task is not to be mindful, to remember to be mindful, the task is to remember to be happy? What if when you got up in the morning, instead of dutifully meditating, you can't be dutifully happy, because then that doesn't work, right? So you're protected to be happy. So then, you know, as soon as you try to do it too hard, dutifully, you kind of ruin it. So you have to kind of hold it lightly, What if in the morning you kind of got up and were happy? Is it possible or is this ridiculous? So I would like to offer this talk as a challenge to you that maybe it's not such a big... Maybe it's possible for you to be happy more often. But maybe you need to lower the bar of what you think happiness is. Maybe it's simple appreciation, it's very light delight. It's kind of a simple joy. Maybe appreciation or simplicity of being. Or one of the forms of happiness that I have at times is when I'm not happy, is that I have a practice. I've come to really appreciate the practice of paying attention, of being mindful, of being truthful and honest. And turn towards what's really happening. And I have a lot of confidence and faith in turning towards, because I've seen that if I turn towards and really honest and see what's here, it has a way of working itself out, as a way of discovering wisdom and finding a way through it. And one of the things I've discovered so many times is that my mind has a capacity to be involved in a variety of thought patterns and feelings that override my capacity to be happy. But if I look and really see what my mind is doing and see the activity of my mind, and that's an activity, and learn to put it down or put it aside or see past it, that there's a lot of reasons to be happy, to be at ease, to be contented, to be satisfied, to be delighted, to be joyful, to be... I don't know what other words might be. I'm trying to use a lot of words, seeing if one of them will land for you. So one of the things you could study, one of the things that's useful to do, is to, when you leave here today and start walking down the street on this nice weather day, where does your mind go? Does your mind go to thoughts that make you unhappy? And if it does, are those thoughts necessary to have? Do you really need to kind of follow that train of thought and stay in it? Or is it possible in a realistic way to say, well, maybe those are good thoughts to have. I need to have that sooner or later. But, you know, I have them all the time. I don't need to think that way all the time. How about if I just, on my walk to my car or to the train or something, what if I just... Enjoy this life. Enjoy what's here. What if when you sit down to meditate, you sit down and you simply enjoy what's here? Enjoy the body, enjoy yourself, appreciate yourself. So, I would recommend that more important than remembering to be mindful is to remember to be happy, to enjoy, to be content, to be satisfied. And if you're not, then study that. Look what's going on and see if maybe you can kind of open up and realize there's more going on than what you're thinking about. And maybe when you take in the more, that maybe it's easier to be happy. And happiness is a good thing. So,